Gemma, please. Look at what's happening out there right now. You know this heat and wind isn't natural. Something is coming, and it ain't good.
No! I don't want anything to do with magic or hoodoo or any of that foolishness. In 4 months, I graduate, and God help me, I'm leaving this shithole of a town.
Look, I know...
No, you don't! Your grandfather didn't raise you because your mother's an addict.
I get it, Gemma. I may not know exactly how you feel, but I've seen how it's affected you. And I don't blame you for wanting to get the hell away from this place as soon as you can. I really don't. But you need to understand what's at stake. Our family...
Our family. You aren't family. Not really. You're just Pop's cousin. You don't know the loss.
You're right. I don't. Not like you do. But I do know that if you don't take this on, you're going to experience a lot more loss. And guilt on top of that because you could have stopped it, but didn't. I'm sorry that it has to be...
Hello? What? How?
What's going on? Gemma, talk to me. Why are you crying? Hello? August, what happened? Oh, God. Okay, I've got her. You need anything from me? Let me know, okay? I'm sorry, August. I'm so sorry. Gemma.
Don't! You talk about how we're responsible for saving this town, how powerful our family is, but you can't stop my mom from shooting up. You couldn't stop my dad from abandoning me after he got fed up with her shit, and now Uncle Jackson is dead. Dead! He took a plank of wood right through his chest while he was doing CPR.
Exactly. I told you the wind wasn't right. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the type of thing we have to stop. His death wasn't just a freak accident. He was murdered.
By the fucking wind?
No, by evil forces working to destroy the town and our family.
Then why didn't you save him? That's your job, right? The one you want me to take on? Fighting evil? Nothing to say to that, huh? Your job is to protect us from this type of thing. But Uncle Jackson is in a body bag because you failed. So no, I'm not helping you because you're delusional. You're not helping anything. Even if it could work, how do you expect to teach me when you can't even do it right?
Gemma, wait.
Welcome to the season one finale of Afflicted. We have loved every step of this journey and can't wait to take what we've learned to bring you an even better season two with haunted houses and the return of the Bell Witch. To continue to pay everyone a living wage, we'll be doing another fundraising campaign for season two. Keep your ears ready for our season two trailer, which we'll be posting on May 8th to coincide with the announcement of our new fundraising campaign. Every single bit counts, and as thanks for your support, we have a ton of amazing perks planned at every level, regardless of how much you can comfortably give. And if you can't give right now, spreading the word early and often is the next best way to help. Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
She killed Dana!
Well, that was fast.
I'm sorry. What?
I just meant that I thought she'd keep her alive for a while. She wanted information, and Dana wouldn't have given it willing. Oh, God.
What? You think Becky or the book has some way of compelling the truth from people?
No. We didn't wash off the oil. We basically gave the book an encyclopedia of information. All it had to do was ask the right questions. There's no telling what it knows.
We sent that woman to her death!
Kelly, we didn't have a choice. It was either Dana or Rhonda, and Rhonda is family.
Not anymore.
Don't say that. Don't.
I'm sorry, August. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Shit. I'm sorry, Kelly. I need Rhonda to be okay. Did your star people say anything about her?
No. I just meant that she's not herself anymore.
Oh, thank God.
Speaking of, we can't trust her. I think we should at least tie her to a pole or something. Letting her just walk around is a variable I am not comfortable with, even if she is in a lot of pain.
Agreed. I'll take care.
No, she already got the jump on you, even with the cuffs on. We'll do it together.
You're too late.
I found something. I think I got the
What's wrong with that?
What is happening? Are the warts not working?
It should have held for longer.
A little blood. For my favorite father-in-law. And now, the wards work on cult blood instead of his.
His?
Wow, you're so... The one I serve. The one we will all serve before night falls. You know, you and Kelly would be wise to say that.
You're not yourself, Rhonda.
Let us help you.
We need to go.
And you. You won't live long enough to choose a side, but you will be begging me to spare you as you gasp your final breaths! You knocked out a tooth! Let me go!
Grab as much as you can! We need to go! August, can y'all move?
Yeah, we can do it. You good, Gemma? Jerry?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know how long that mojo bag will protect you.
Thank you, Rhonda. I can't believe you idiots fell for the trade. Not only that, but you just let Rhonda walk around here like she owns the place. Oh, sleep deprivation is a bitch, huh?
Why are you just standing there? Help me, Becky!
Oh, no, I can't do that. You may not be a Caldwell by blood, but you're still a Caldwell. And you all have to go.
Are you fucking kidding me? Kill them! Kill them now! They are protected! Why aren't you killing them? I can't get my boy back if they live! Kill them!
I've got bubbles!
Let me go!
No, no, no!
No! Don't let them
down
go
here!
Away.
I'm not letting them get away. I'm letting them go right where I want them. Right where he needs them.
Oh my god. What was that?
Rhonda turned our ward against us using all this blood. We need to get another one up to try to keep Becky and her little friends out. It's a shame we don't have any of her blood. Anything we do is just gonna be temporary. Damn it.
What's wrong? Is the sigil not right?
No, because my damn hands are locked up. You'll have to do it. I'll walk you through it. August, while we're doing that, grab that purple bag and that bag of salt.
Want me to line the door with it?
Yeah, then we all need to pray a song. Okay, y'all ready? Repeat after me. Deliver me, God, out of the hand of the wicked.
Deliver me, God, out of the hand of the wicked.
For mine enemies shall be confounded, for they are brought to shame that seek my hurt.
For mine enemies shall be confounded, for they are brought to shame that seek my hurt.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, that should buy us a few minutes. Kelly, show us how to get down into the cave.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Not so fast! I have some very interesting information you'd all like to hear.
Don't listen to her. Let's go.
Of course she doesn't want you listening to me. She's the reason for all of this. None of you would be in this situation right now if not for Cherry.
What does she mean, Mama Cherry?
I always liked you, Andre. Smart fellow. Wouldn't you like to know why he was trapped in the book in the first place? Fine. We clearly overestimated your group's intelligence, and that's saying something. Here's a freebie. Cherry killed my aunt. That's why he's here. And that's why I'm helping him.
You killed her aunt?
No, I didn't. It's lying. Let's go.
No. I'll take my chances right here. No one is safe with either of them.
Oh, yes. Let's listen to the woman who killed my son and experiments on living human beings. Wasn't there a trial for that sort of thing?
Maria, we don't have time for this.
Okay, then tell the truth.
I always liked you too, Maria. Right up until you experimented on us. Now, you're smart. We underestimated you. Perhaps you can be more useful.
Becky, I didn't kill your aunt. She killed herself.
She's telling the truth. Mama Cherry, I mean. And they say Becky's aunt killed her friend, too. Wait, that's what caused the terrible heat wave?
One and the same.
Of course you're a liar, too. Oh, kind of have to be if you're a murderer. Or have you all forgotten that Kelly killed Karen? And you think I'm untrustworthy?
She's telling the truth, Becky. I don't know who told you she killed Agatha, but she didn't. The book did. The book killed Karen, too. But you know that.
Look, your aunt did a ritual in the woods to summon the book. It needed blood for strength.
Lies! You can't trust her! He told me the truth. Our family has been hunted by the Caldwells for generations! But that stops today!
Our family? You're related to the book?
This is what we were afraid of. We don't know how much power that book holds with its bloodline power. We need to go, now.
Not until you tell us the truth.
We already did, and we don't have time for 21 questions. Stay here or don't. I don't really care. I have work to do.
I'm coming with you.
Me too.
Andre?
I'm with them. Even if Becky wasn't lying, she's killed more people than she's accused Mama Cherry of killing. Mama Cherry doesn't have a pack of rabid animals at the ready. So, I'll take my chances with them.
Okay, fine. Come on.
Home sweet home.
Maria, you said something earlier about curing Rhonda. How?
We shouldn't say it in front of her. She can communicate with that thing telepathically.
Hold her down, Andre. I'm gonna need some earwax.
No! Don't touch me! Shh. You said don't touch me!
She got it. Give me just a minute. he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
No! I'm going to kill you!
She can't hear us anymore.
Antibiotics work. I can treat her, and if we manage to get out of this, we can treat the other infected. I grabbed my bottle before we ran. If someone can hold her down, I can crush the pills, mix it with some water, and we can make her swallow it.
Andre, you hold it down, and I'll make her swallow it.
Sure thing.
Here's some water. Wait, is this holy water? Is it safe to drink?
Better than safe. It might even sever that telepathic connection.
Okay, everybody ready?
What are you doing? Get away from me! Get away from me!
She's not swallowing. She's gonna suffocate.
Don't let go. She'll either drink or pass out. It won't kill her.
How long for it to work?
What did you just do? I can't hear him anymore. What did you do? How am I going to get Ethan back without him?
That was fast.
That's just the holy water. You know how long the antibiotics take to work against this strain, Maria?
I haven't exactly been able to watch a clock. But the sample I treated while I was at the clinic was clear of infection a bit before I came out to tell you. Probably an hour or two. But she'll need a 7-day regimen to be sure all of the bacteria is gone.
Okay. Let's get her somewhere safe so she can't hurt us or herself. Then tackle our other problem.
We don't have much time before she makes it through.
Can we ward the other door? The one to the cave?
Good idea. You know how?
I just need help with the sigil.
I can do that. Jerry, can you figure out how to stop this thing?
Yeah, I hope. I grabbed what I could, but I don't know if it'll work.
Best we can do is try.
Is there anything I can do to help Mama Cherry?
Get me some of Becky's blood. Now that we know she's the Brooks family, we could bind it through her.
Maybe we let her come in. Arm ourselves as best we can. I can shoot her. That'll give us blood.
I mean, I don't like the idea of fighting her face to face, but I don't see any other option right now. Anything else we do is just gonna be temporary.
Well, giving ourselves more time isn't the worst idea.
Okay, so we buy more time. For what? Without her blood, we can't bind the book. Without her hair or something else of hers, we can't bind her.
That might be our only option. We're backed into a corner here. The only way out of here is either dead or through that army.
Mama Cherry?
Yeah, Kelly?
Does it help that we're directly below the mausoleum right now?
We are.
Well, yeah. But obviously, we're not gonna find any of the blood I poured down here.
How did you get her blood in the first place?
Well, she faithfully donates every 8 weeks or so. I just broke into the blood bank and grabbed it.
I've known you since you were a baby, and you still surprise the hell out of me. Cherry, can we use that?
Wait a minute. Wouldn't her blood be in the groundwater? As in this pool? Or in the water dripping?
That's it, Gemma. You're right. We can use the water. It'll have her essence in it. I knew you were made for this work.
Hold on. You robbed the blood bank, Kelly? That's my office!
Yeah, but...
Leave him alone, Maria. He may have saved our asses.
Oh, yeah, sure. Claro, Kelly stole Becky's blood, and somehow you can use that to stop her.
After everything you've seen, you're seriously doubting this?
See! I draw the line at magic. Everything else I've seen has a scientific explanation. All of this is just a bacterial mutation. We shoot her full of antibiotics, and the problem is solved. All of this... This binding shit is unnecessary. Look at Rhonda. Her bones are starting to reshape themselves. The antibiotics work. We just have to figure out how to get them into Becky.
Dr. Torres, no disrespect, but I don't think you know what you're dealing with. This is more than bacteria. The book that Dana was investigating, that's not something you can kill with antibiotics.
You believe esa mierda about the book?
You just told us she could communicate with some entity telepathically. What do you think she was communicating with?
Becky. The bacteria connects the infected so they can communicate with each other. Kind of like those mycelial networks, just with humans. Or human-adjacent species.
Look, we don't have time to argue. You don't have enough antibiotics in that little bottle to treat the groundwater and cure everyone. And there's no way we can take on Becky and her little demented woodland friends to force an antibiotic down our throat like we did with Rhonda. So unless you're willing to go out there and treat Becky's infection yourself, how about you stay out of the way and let us work? Besides, this is science too. Just because you don't understand doesn't mean it's not. Okay, Gemma. We need to find the roots that can kill the cyanobacteria.
Do you have barley? I vaguely remember farmers using bales of barley in their ponds to fight outbreaks.
I do.
Oh, what about copper? Hank used to put a few drops in his aquarium when it started to grow cyanobacteria. He had to take bubbles out because it's toxic to fish, but it always reset his aquarium really well.
Calcium hydroxide.
What?
Lime dust. It's toxic to cyanobacteria. Same as copper.
Okay, well, I have all of that. The bitters for the frizzled hen are made in a copper pot. And some lime dust. God must have been looking out for me when I grabbed that.
Espera. Frizzled hen? That drink that August serves at his bar? Is that what Rhonda was giving Ethan?
It was.
It still wouldn't have saved him. He wasn't infected. His injuries were all physical. Gemma, back me up here.
No, they're right.
Ay, por Dios. They've got you believing this bullshit also? I thought you were smarter than this.
You know, I defended you before, but that was uncalled for. You better be glad Aunt Rhonda's deaf right now and that I have more important things to do than fool around with you.
But...
Shut up, Maria, before you say something you can't come back from. Okay, Mama Cherry, tell me how to work this route.
Hurry, she's almost through. We're running out of time.
I'm moving as fast as I can. Got the water from the vehicle. Some of the powdered lime I found in the bag and the barn. Poured it into this copper cup. Now what?
They're here!
Everybody down!
Pathetic. It's going to take far more than that to kill us. Oh, I am gonna love watching the light off your eyes. Every single one of you. And when your blood mingles with that water pool, you'll learn what it's like to be trapped.
Not if we watch the light leave yours first.
Madre de Dios.
Did killing Becky just kill all of them?
Looks that way. Andre, be careful. But check for a pulse. Gemma, what did you do?
Soaked the shells in the holy water and prayed Psalm 35. I remembered you hurting Rhonda like that, and Andre shooting at her gave me the idea.
Good girl, Gemma. Good girl.
Wait. Can we still buy the book?
Not anymore. Best we can hope for is that Becky was truly the last of that bloodline. But I don't see that being possible.
What about all her blood on the ground?
Doesn't work if the connection is severed, and death definitely does that.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. We stopped it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. We just didn't stop it for good. But we've got time to figure it out. Let's find that book and get out of here.
If the book was here, it's gone now. Can they not remember what happened to them?
No. The infection was essentially a possession. They won't remember anything they did while afflicted.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Are they all cured?
Yep. Well, kind of. The bacteria no longer controls them, but they're still sick.
That's not science.
Nope.
Then what is it?
Hoodoo.
Drink up, Rhonda.
What happened? Ethan! You killed my baby!
Rhonda, stop it! Rhonda, come on.
Wouldn't he have come back too? Wouldn't the cure have healed him too?
No. What's dead stays dead. In fact, all the zombies are just dead bodies now. You can't undo death. Not without creating a much worse problem.
It'll be okay, Rhonda. Not for a while. But we will be okay.
Why didn't you just leave me down there? Why didn't you kill me like you did Becky? I can't do this. I can't talk it. I can't.
I know it feels that way. I'm still struggling with Jackson and Mason. And so is Gemma. We've all lost so much, but we still have each other. When you can't, I can. We will get through this together.
Mom?
Where is he? Ethan! Oh,
you can't see him. He's one of my star friends now. But he'll always be with us.
Wait. Why can we hear him?
Because we're blood, and blood transcends.
Oh, baby. You sound so grown up.
In a way, I am.
Mama, I know it's hard, but you need to forgive Dr. Torres. She was doing what she thought was right, and hating her is hurting you.
But
I love you, Mama.
I love you too, baby.
We need to leave. All of us, right now. Just get out of town. The feds are almost here.
Ay, come mierda. Fucking feds.
Boss, there's something you need to see down here.
Is that who I think it is?
Becky Harrison. Yes, ma'am.
Shit.
I've got the intern searching for other potential relatives. She couldn't have been the only one left of the bloodline.
We better hope she wasn't, or we are fucked. Any sign of the book?
No. As usual, it went back to wherever it hides.
Agent Strauss found blood samples here in our makeshift headquarters. I think Agent Griggs was studying them when she was killed. I want you to personally make sure that blood makes it back to D.C. It might be our only way of figuring out what makes this book tick.
Yes, ma'am.
All clear?
Yes, ma'am. Church.
Burn it.
Thank you so much for joining us for what we hope will be the first of many seasons of Afflicted. This episode stars
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry,
Christian Young as August Caldwell,
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce,
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell.
Cass Minter as Kelly.
Kim Gasil as Rhonda Caldwell.
Elena Fernandez Collins as Maria Torres.
Amanda Hufford as Becky Harrison.
Sheree L. Stewart as Agent Holmes.
Devontae Johnson as Agent Livingston.
Raiden T. as Ethan Caldwell.
Afflicted is a production of Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. In 1 week, we're kicking off our fundraiser for season two. We want to pay everyone a living wage, and we can't do that or produce this show without your help. Make sure you're subscribed so you're among the first to hear the trailer for season two, as well as special early supporter perks. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotakin peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotakin nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now a treat for listening until the very end. On June 9th of 1964, United Airlines Flight 823 crashed near Newport, Tennessee. During the early days of commercial aviation, plane crashes were much more common than they are today, and investigations often revealed a definitive cause for the crash that led to improved safety regulations. Such was not the case with Flight 823. The only thing federal investigators were able to confirm was that an uncontrollable fire broke out on the plane. The cause of the ignition was never determined, but perhaps just as unsettling is that the last communication was exactly 13 minutes before the plane crashed. Be sure to check out the Season 2 Afflicted trailer on May 8th for more insight into why we chose this creepy fact for you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho!
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet!
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here!
We can't help her?
I have a daughter!
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die!
You, that's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you. I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.